Deep in the heart of an ancient jungle, hundreds of light years from Earth, an engine roared to life. Moments later, a sleek silver ship lifted from the ground. It shot up over the towering trees and sliced through the clouds, a spear of light. The jungle growled and chittered and screeched at the unnatural sight. Raptagons threw back their heads, bared their teeth, and shrieked at the sky. The ship rocketed up and up, a rising star that blazed sharp and bright, and then was gone. In its wake, a blanket of silence dropped over the jungle. Only the quiet chirping of birds and buzzing of insects disturbed the stillness. Until footsteps. A boy stepped out of his hiding place in the trees. A boy who did not belong on this planet, any more than the crew of the silver ship had. A boy with a ship of his own. He was dressed all in black, with an Omega symbol emblazoned on his right shoulder. He tilted his head to the sky, as if to make sure that the ship was really gone, that he was finally alone. He had watched from the shadows as the three humans wrestled the gigantic Raptagon. He had half expected the 150-foot lizard to swallow them whole. That would have been just fine with him. Instead, they'd done the impossible. They had yanked a tooth from the furious creature and escaped with their lives. They had taken part of it back to their ship, where they would crush it into powder. Rapident powder was one of six elements that, when put together, would create a clean, self-sustaining source of power. It would save the Earth, which had almost no power left. This crew risked everything to scour the universe for all six elements. The boy had watched them celebrate finding the first one. Of course, they didn't know he was there. There was so much they didn't know. Whereas he knew everything. Dash Conroy, Piper Williams, Gabriel Parker. Those were their names. Carly Diamond had guided their movements from their home ship, the Cloud Leopard. And finally, there was the one named Chris, who they thought they could trust. The Voyagers. The Alpha Team, they proudly called themselves, as if being first made them special. The boy knew this about them, along with everything else that mattered. While they knew nothing about him, they didn't even know he existed, or that he had followed them. If they had known, surely they wouldn't have left part of the Raptagon tooth behind. The boy padded across the mossy jungle floor and stooped to examine the remaining piece of tooth. It was the size of a door and streaked with dried Raptagon spit. He allowed himself a small smile. Yes, this would work just fine. He raised his left hand and pressed the touchscreen that fitted across the back of his hand like a claw. In the distance, another engine powered up, responding to his signal. He waited impatiently for his transport shuttle to speed its way through the jungle toward him. He was eager to get back to his home ship. There was no time to waste. At any moment, the Cloud Leopard might shift into gamma speed. When it did, he would be right behind them. The boy had been hiding, waiting, following for a long time. He was tired of it. Soon, he thought, it would be time to reveal himself, to show these alphas who they were up against. It didn't matter anymore if they knew he was following them. They couldn't stop him, because he knew something else they didn't. Even when you were following someone, you could still be one step ahead.
Attention Alpha, initiating data transmission. Use encryption key 16 Echo Sierra Bravo 42. Repeat 16 Echo Sierra Bravo 42. Stand by for future uploads.